Be Good Tanya's from Blue Horse, only in the past on 90.3 KNBA, where music matters. It was brand new music from Robert Cray and High Rhythm, You Must Believe in Yourself. We heard from Tao with Get Down, Stay Down, with the old Trogs tune with A Girl Like You. Huffamoose from James's self-titled album, and we started out with brand new music from Ani DeFranco. It's 8:26. It is a morning line on 90.3 KNBA. My name is Danny Preston, and it's Friday. We're obviously so happy for that. I hope you got big plans for the weekend. Going to be a little bit of a soggy one. We got showers in the forecast today and tonight. Rain possible tomorrow, and then rain likely on Sunday. That's okay. We won't start any fires with our fireworks then. Well, KNBA keeping you in tune with our community, and it is our privilege to welcome a couple of guests this morning from ANSEP, the Alaska Native Science and Engineering Program. We have a regional director, Yosti Storms. Good morning, Yosti.
Hi.
And we also have a student participant in the program, Eileen Lester. Good morning.
Hi.
Okay, so first of all, for folks that don't know what ANSEP is, Yosti, just give us a real quick rundown, and then we'll talk about the cool stuff that's happening this week.
So ANSEP is a program that started in 1995 to start changing the attitudes about the hiring practices of Alaska Natives and Natives in the STEM field.
And what is STEM?
STEM. So STEM stands for Science, Technology, Engineering, and Math.
Okay. I actually knew that, but I thought I'd just give you a quick test there. So, but there's a... there is a program this week geared particularly toward young people from across the state. Talk about that.
Yeah, so this week we are focused on careers in marine biology, and we have 22 communities from across the state that sent their students to do our STEM careers in marine biology.
Why marine biology?
So I find that marine biology, for me personally, is something I care about because I grew up on the coast, and I know that most of Alaska is on the coast, and the villages that we have students come from the coast. So I thought marine biology would be something they could connect to, and so we decided to do that program and to get them enthused to come back also to do the other ANSEP programs for later on.
So you have sort of a passion for the marine biology thing, having grown up in Unalakleet and mm-hmm. along the coast. And what I think is very cool, you're a regional director with ANSEP, but you went through the ANSEP program yourself.
Yeah, so I actually started ANSEP as a junior in high school, building a computer, and I stuck with it throughout college, and now I work for the program.
Okay, super cool. So, Eileen... You're in here. This is exciting too. 53 students from 22 different communities across the state that are participating in this program this week. So what have you been up to?
The first thing we did was we dissected an otter.
Dissected an otter?
Yeah.
Ew.
And we learned about different sicknesses the otter could have, and like color of their lungs or what was going on with their heart, to help like learn what the sickness was. And there was two or one that had a tracker in it.
That had a what in it?
A tracker.
A tracker, what's that?
It's, I don't know how they like put it in there, but they get a tracker and they put it in otter so they can track it.
Oh, okay, like a GPS caller or
yeah.
something, okay. All right. And so that was Monday, right?
That was Monday.
So what happened Tuesday?
On Tuesday, around 9 o'clock, we started driving to Homer, and then when we got there, we did a hike and we learned about what plants, like they did a game where it was what plants you can eat and what plants you can't eat, and there were some flower, and there was this leaf that everyone was talking that gave people rashes, and then there was
don't eat that one,
and they were like. And lots of people thought that you couldn't eat the wild daisies that we have, uh-huh. but you can.
What was the strangest thing you found out you can eat?
I think it was the one that gives you a rash. You can actually eat that one.
But it gives you a rash if you eat it?
It gives you a rash if like you touch it.
Okay.
But I always liked it. When I was younger, I used to like rubbing on me. I thought it felt so good.
I would have to be like really starving. Not even for like 3 weeks to try something like that.
If you cook it, it doesn't give you anything.
Okay. I have a whole cookbook. You can barbecue it or poach it or fricassee it or whatever. Okay, then what?
The next day we went on like a big boat, and that was my first time on a big boat. I usually just go boating on like the normal small boats. And we went on there and we saw lots of otters and birds, and we went to Jackknife Bay and went tide pooling. And I got to see a giant squid.
What do you mean tide pooling?
So we would, there wasn't really any pools, so it wasn't, and we'd flip over rocks and we'd find, like, we found giant squid, like I just said, a baby giant squid. We found starfish.
That sounds like a contradiction, a baby giant squid.
I know. My friend, my
dad. Or a giant baby squid.
I know, my dad was very confused when I said that. And we saw anemones and sea urchins and mussels. It was really cool.
And then
The boat ride back, we like everyone was having fun. We got to do the Titanic pose. And then
did you sing the song that Celine Dion sings? What's that song?
I don't know. My Heart Must Go On.
Yes, that's the one. If you do the pose, you got to sing that song. Pardon my interruption. Maybe you look like Celine Dion. That could be it.
Yeah, and then we did belly biology when we got back. So we'd lay on the docks and just like look at all the stuff, and we found a big starfish. And there was lots of white anemones and a sea urchin. And the tide was going up, so we measured the lady that we were with. We measured her on one of the pole things. When we went back there, where we measured her at was all the way down to the bottom of the dock. That's how far it raised up.
Wow, okay, big tide. So what was the most interesting thing that you learned this week?
I think it was just, I want to become like a marine biologist or a veterinarian, like something that has to do with animals and helping them, because I've always been a big animal person. And I think just learning about all the sickness of the otter and like all the things I could do in that career was a big thing for me.
Okay, fantastic. It's nice to be able to explore that passion. So that was the coolest thing you learned, but what was the funnest thing?
Funnest thing we did, I think, was most people might be surprising, but the bus ride was pretty fun because it was like everyone there and we were getting together. But also the fire bit was really fun because we were all talking about what we learned, our favorite memories from ANSEP, and everything that everyone liked to do.
Oh, a great bonding experience here. So are you're going to be a veterinarian, or you're still making up your mind? And
I know it has to do something with animals. Like, I want to be a veterinarian or a wildlife biologist, and I've also talked to my dad about, like, fishing game.
How important was this week to you?
It was, like, very important because it got me ready for, like, what I want in my future.
So you go back home to New Haven. What are you going to tell everybody about ANSEP?
How fun it was that next year that they should apply. And actually, my dad is the one who like introduced it to me and my cousin and one of my friends. And so we went last year all together. And now this year, my best friend, another one of my friends, and my best friend's little sister, but also she's my friend because they're kind of, like just 2 years apart.
Mm-hmm.
And all three of those are going to one of the ANSEP programs this year because we went.
Fantastic. Big recruiter out there. Anything else you want to add before we wrap up, Eileen? We didn't talk about today. Wait a minute. How are we going to forget that? I can't forget that. So what are you doing today?
We're going to dissect a shark.
Ooh, okay. So how is this? I mean, I'm imagining the otter, first of all, cute little otter. But then you're going to dissect a shark. What's going to be different about this, besides the teeth?
Well, it's you can kind of tell it's like a completely different animal, sort of. Like, one has fur, one's just, and one, like, swims the water all the time. That one can float, and it's just a difference.
Do you actually get to, you yourself get to take the knife to it and dissect it?
I don't know.
Okay. Yosti's shaking her head like, no, I don't think so. So who's going to do it?
Let's see. So we have a lady by the name of Dr. Cheryl Wilga. She's a professor at UAA. She studies biomechanics, and she's really into sharks. And she's going to be leading the activity.
Okay, fantastic. And Yosti, I know that for you, it's got to be wonderful to be able to share your passion with the young people having gone through a similar program themselves, particularly when this week, when marine biology is your thing, too. And I can tell what's so cool is you can't see on radio, you could see on TV how both Eileen's and Yosti's faces light up when they're talking about the subject because they're obviously both very excited about it. So I like seeing excited people. We get set to wrap up, Yosti. Anything else you want to add or let people know about ANSEP in general or STEM?
I'm just really excited that these kids are here and they get to learn something that interests them. And I hope that they come back because they're a lot of fun.
Okay, I bet it would be a lot of fun. We've been speaking with Eileen Lester of New Halen, who's going into seventh grade this fall, right? Okay, congratulations. And Yosti Storms, Regional Director for ANSEP, the Alaska Native Science and Engineering Program. Hey, thank you all very much, and have fun today with the shark, okay?
Thank you.
All right,
thank you, bye.
It's 8:37, Teenage Fan Club, and Joni Mitchell to come.
A new Senate health care bill could mean funding cuts for American Indians and Alaska Natives. The measure is currently stalled, but Senate leaders promise a vote. A New Mexico senator hopes to get support for a retooled bill that helps protect Native American cultural patrimony. That's all in our news roundup on the next Native America Calling.
Native America Calling is heard weekday mornings at 9 on KMBA, Alaska's Native Voice.